I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here's a dilemma many South African women face every day. What do you do when a man refuses to wear a condom? South Africa is home to the largest HIV-positive population in the world, nearly 20% of adults. And women are twice as likely as men to become infected with the virus. But even in the face of those realities, many men refuse to wear condoms. The good news is there are some groundbreaking new methods being tested to prevent HIV, methods that, if approved, would give women more control in protecting themselves. Jasmine Garis with our Across Women's Lives team has our story from Johannesburg.
Zianda Kante says she knew her husband was cheating on her. And she knew a lot about the HIV epidemic. Her aunt died of AIDS-related tuberculosis. So when her husband demanded sex, Zianda tried to demand that he use condoms.
There were times that he would beat me up just because I said to him, when he wants us to be sexual active, then I will ask him to wear a condom because I will say, no, I refused. So I was trying to protect myself, but he didn't see that way.
Here's the question that's stumping healthcare workers and activists. If over 7 million HIV infections nationwide don't convince a man to wear a condom, what will? Zianda just gave up.
And so I left him in 2011, and then I came here.
Tired of playing Russian roulette with her health, she moved with her kids to Cape Town. And one of the first things she noticed in her new neighborhood, tucked into the maze of tiny houses, was the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. The research center was conducting a drug trial, a new way for women to prevent getting HIV. Zianda has these marvelous dimples that deepen when she smiles with pride. For her, participating in this study was personal.
I was so happy and excited that finally I have something that I'm going to be the part of.
It definitely might hold the key.
Dr. Catherine Gill is the lead researcher in this study. She's holding the key in the palm of her hand, except the key is a white, soft silicone ring. It looks like birth control, but it's not.
It's impregnated with an antiretroviral, and it comes out in slow release from the ring over a month.
This ring would give women a whole new degree of control over HIV prevention. If used consistently, the ring has a 60% efficacy rate. That might not sound like a lot, but Gill says if this gets licensed,
it will avert at least 1 million HIV infections over the next 20 years.
In order for the ring to work, though, a woman has to put it in, and she can do it herself, and keep it in for 28 days. It should not be removed until she replaces it with a new one. Here's the thing, though. Throughout the trials, many women did remove it.
What this virus has taught us is that you can be a researcher, you can design something amazing, and then people don't use it.
One reason is when some men find out, they see it as a sign of promiscuity and demand that their girlfriends and wives remove it.
Sometimes participants will say that their partners pulled it out, thrown it away. We've had a couple of occasions where participants have been beaten up.
So what's it going to take for women to protect themselves from HIV?
It's getting to a point where you even think, okay, where do I see myself in the next 5 years? Will I form part of the statistics, you know?
Awilani Nuwala is 21 years old. She lives in Hillbrow, Johannesburg. It's one of the most crime-ridden neighborhoods in the country. As a young woman, she knows the odds are against her. She's twice as likely to become HIV infected than men her age. Also, there's a crisis of violence against women in South Africa.
There's a high risk of a lot of things that can happen to me as a young woman, for example, being raped. So having such options to prevent myself from being HIV positive or to contract the disease, it makes me feel more safe.
This is why researchers are pushing hard on another study, one that is even more discreet than the vaginal ring. It's called HPTN84. In everyday English, that's a long-lasting injectable that would protect people from HIV.
We have to do what is called a phase 3 trial, which is a very large trial involving many thousands of men and women.
Dr. Sinead Delaney-Moretlwe is an HIV researcher here in Johannesburg. She chairs the upcoming clinical trials for this injectable.
Part of the work that we've been doing is to think about how we can support young women to use these products, because the same factors that shape their HIV risk also shape how they can or can't use these products.
Imagine, says Awolani, the young woman from Hillbrow, if every 8 weeks she could just get an injection and carry on with her life. It would be so much easier than the pill version.
If the injectable option is approved, I would rather go for the injectable option than taking the pill every day. Because at my age, having to set a timetable, schedule to take this pill at this day, this time, it can be very stressful, you know. So I would use it.
The human tests for the injectable start later this year. They're going to enroll 3,200 women throughout Africa. The trial will carry on until 2021. That's a long time, but Awolani is so excited she joined the advisory board to help recruit participants. She says this could change her everyday life.
Even when I walk on the street, I know that there's something that's protecting me, you know.
This is a lot of workaround to circumvent some big issues, like violence against women and men refusing to wear protection. But for women like Ziyanda and Awolani, that fight requires more time than they have. This is urgent. This is their time to take control, any way they can. For The World, Jasmine Garst, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Tomorrow we'll hear about another way some South African women say they're taking control. It involves demanding money and gifts in exchange for a relationship with an older man. It's not a new phenomenon, but activists say it's fueling the current HIV epidemic in South Africa. For this man, having a number of beautiful women at his beck and call is the norm.
I need a hot girl. I'm sure you understand when I use those words of hot.
What it means to be blessed and what it means to be the blesser. We'll get the full story tomorrow here on the show.